T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The war in Ukraine drags on as military analysts say the next phase of fighting is likely to focus on the southern part of the country. There are concerns in Russian-occupied areas about a lack of running water and how that could turn into a humanitarian crisis.
This war nearly 6 months old, people adjusting the best they can. Valeria works in IT, fled Kyiv early in the war, just recently visited her hometown in the northeast part of the country, very close to the Russian border. Valeria, thanks for being back with us. So what was taking that trip like for you, and what did you see when you got there?
I went to visit my grandma for the first time ever since the war has started. She has been staying there all the time. She refused to leave. So she lives like 10 kilometers from the border. It was all quiet and peaceful for like 5 hours. And then the shooting started somewhere really nearby. So we've heard explosions. And then later that night, we learned that the neighboring city was bombed, actually, by Russian troops. Luckily, no one was hurt. But the day after that, when I already left, a woman was killed in the village that is near my grandma's village.
We've periodically talked to people like yourself in Ukraine since the Russians invaded a few months back to kind of get a sense of what the mood in the country is like. What do you think, based on your own friends and family, what is the kind of general mood in the country now?
I would say it hasn't changed much ever since the beginning of war. It's still a fight mode. It's still support our army mode. And luckily, our government does a lot to teach us about the propaganda and all the things that Russia is doing on the social media and sometimes in the Western media and in our media to kind of make things seem worse than it is. So people here are doing a great job refusing that. And fighting that. So I would say that we're still united and people are, as said, in a fight mode / wait mode for this all to be over some years in the future.
How surreal is that to go through and to think about this maybe continuing even that long? I mean, trying to work, I assume, because we said you work in IT, worrying about your grandma, yeah, who's that close to the border, trying to do your part to help, and then listening to what you were just saying, you know, taking the nod from the government saying, this is how you prepare, this is what to ignore, and doing all that at the same time.
Yeah, it is quite surreal, to be honest. And to be honest, sometimes I forget that it is surreal. And then I'm in a meeting with my colleagues from Israel, from America, and we're just discussing like work stuff. Then I get a call from my brother who is in the front line, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I have to take that. I have to interrupt our meeting to just get to know that he is okay, because he is most of the time he doesn't have service, so he cannot call us. And whenever he calls, I have to pick up. And then I have to go back to the meeting doing like silly IT stuff again. So yeah, that does feel surreal most of the time.
Do you ever think in a serious way about leaving?
No. I'm not planning on that, except if we see clear signs that Russia is planning to use nuclear power, nuclear bombs or whatever. There are rumors now, not even rumors, but there is some general from Russia who reported that they have mined a nuclear plant in Zaporizhia. So we are kind of waiting for that to be, not over, but like to get to figure out what is going on. Are they going to do something about it or not? And this is the only case that I am seeing for myself and my fiancé to leave the country, only if there is a nuclear threat.
You think they would be crazy enough to do something like that?
I think that if they're desperate enough, it might be. Especially with Putin, sorry for the confusion, but So Putin has put nuclear bombs in Belarus, and we do suspect that he might be using that against us or maybe some other Western countries. We're not sure yet, but that is quite disturbing when he's putting nuclear power in the non-nuclear state.
You mentioned your fiance. I don't know when you were planning or are planning to get married, but this must be, you know, really wreaking havoc with your plans.
Yeah, it did. We were planning to get married on the 23rd of September. Obviously, it's not going to happen now, both because we have spent a lot of our savings to help the army, our families, and all other people in need, and also because I don't see how we can have fun and celebrate anything during this time. Like, I mean, we are celebrating small things, some small family gatherings, birthdays, and all of that. But I really want our special day to be special, not because it is a war outside, but because it is special because we're getting married.
You mentioned your brother also near the front line or on the front line. Is he close there living or is he fighting?
He's fighting. He's in the army. He volunteered on the first day, so he is not an army man. He worked somewhere else. So on the first day, he volunteered to go there. First, he was in a local defense in Sumy region, and I don't know how much Americans know about the Sumy region local defense, but they were quite heroic, and they're, for the most part, are the reason that Russian troops have left that region. So when they left, he was taken to Donbas region to fight, and he's staying there right now.
What has surprised you the most about the past almost 6 months?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, I said what over the past 6 months has surprised you the most?
People of Ukraine. You know, I'm 27 years old, and I always knew and I always seen that our people are really good people. They're like hostile. They're helping whenever someone is in need. But we always had quarrels about the language, about the culture, about who wants to be friends with whom. And to be honest, I never expected everyone to be as united as we are still ever since the beginning of war. I mean, we do have like some internal conflicts, but they're not significant at all. And if someone needs help, then we gather together and we get things done. For example, as I mentioned, my brother is on the front line. And he really needed, his team really needed a thermal imager to see enemy in the dark. And it costed something around $3,000. And we collected money for that from people that I don't even know in like 4 to 5 days. And in Ukraine, it's like a big deal to collect that sum of money in such a short term of time. And as I said, of course, it were my colleagues, my family, my friends of friends. But for most part, people that I have never met and I don't even know, they were donating from like 50 cents to $500. And it was amazing. I'm really thankful for them. And this is, again, something that amazes me to this day. We've been at war for 6 months and economical situation in the current country is not really good. And a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people lost their savings or donated a lot to the army, and they keep donating, and we are still capable of doing, like, collecting that sum of money in such a short term of time.
Valeria, thank you so much for speaking to us. Our best wishes to you, to your grandma, brother, fiance, and we'll be in touch again soon. Valeria there fled to Kyiv in the early days of the war, just went north to visit her grandmother for the first time since all this got started.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.